Energy and Power Development Minister Samuel Undenge issued the directive Friday, saying oil prices have dropped by almost 50% on the world market. Since June last year, crude oil prices on the international market have gone down from $118.18 to $71.83 per barrel. Undenge told a news conference in Harare today that all fuel traders should reduce fuel prices by January 14th, adding that the government will take stern measures against dealers who would have defied the directive.
Our own fuel prices on the market have not gone down that much in tandem with crude oil prices, but should, however, go down to levels that reflect crude oil prices having factored in all costs relevant to obtaining the refined products that we buy. The major reason for this is the fact that the local industry's response to these international price variations have not been quick enough, hence the current outcry by the motoring public.
The energy minister also said a hike in fuel prices should be effected at least 2 weeks after the announcement of an increase in oil prices on the international market.
That would cut down on our huge import bill. You recognize that when we go to E15, as we go up the ladder, as more ethanol is produced, then it means we import less petrol. And internally, we generate economic activity. Not only that ethanol is used for petrol, the byproducts are used to produce electricity, to produce energy. And if Zimbabwe is to develop, we should encourage such projects.
Some fuel dealers told Studio 7 that they have not reduced the price of petrol and diesel because they are still selling carryover stocks. But Undenge noted that it only requires fuel traders a maximum of 2 weeks to finish selling their stock. Fuel dealers are currently selling diesel and petrol at an average price of $1.50 and $1.50 per liter respectively. Responding to a question on why blended fuel remained expensive, Undenge said the price reflects the cost of transporting ethanol fuel from the blending point to service stations. Some economists say they expect prices of many commodities to go down following the reduction of fuel prices. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.